Let's get out and about around North Yorkshire this afternoon, where it is absolutely beautiful. People buy cars for many different reasons, whether it's the colour, the performance, or as I did, I can take the roof off when and if the sun shines. Oh yes, I like to have my topless car. But how many people would buy a car just because it was owned by a music hall and film legend? Well, there's one for sale in the Malton area. Dougie has gone for a look for entertainment, of course, and not for personal reasons. Dougie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My pockets are not deep enough to buy this, but I've just been informed it's just been sold.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wowee.
It's just been sold. So this is a real opportunity. You know, this won't be here in the next couple of days. So I'm really pleased that we've managed to not only see the car, but sit in the back seat of this beautiful Rolls-Royce.
I hope the owners are not listening.
Well, they're in South Yorkshire. It's going out of the county.
Right, okay. But what a great opportunity to have a sort of look
absolutely
at it before it disappears.
Yeah,
anyway, where you go?
Well, as I said, my pockets are far too deep for me to afford this, but I can't now because it has been sold. I was a massive fan of the previous owner, so I've come to Malton Classic Cars at West Knapton, where we're sitting in this beautiful Rolls-Royce. With me is Nick Skiller, who can tell me more. Nick, tell me about the car. What are we actually sitting in, all this resplendent wood and leather?
Well, it's a 1954 Rolls-Royce Silver Dawn Saloon, which is a very late badge-engineered Bentley. It's an owner-driver car, the smallest Rolls-Royce of its era, and actually the last of the line. When George Formby bought this car new, it was just before they launched the Silver Cloud, and there's never been anything like this, nor will there ever be anything like this model again.
How rare is this car that we're sitting in?
Well, at the time that it was built, we were still in austerity Britain with a real drive to earn export dollars. So most of the Rolls-Royces of this type that were built went to the United States. In Britain, it was an extreme rarity. In the 20 years we've had the company, we've only ever seen two.
Well, you said it's George Formby, obviously, music hall, film legend. He didn't have it for very long, did he? When did he buy it and when did he get rid of it?
He bought it new in 1954 and he had it for about a year. But you have to remember, at that time, George was arguably the greatest music hall star we'd ever had, an extremely wealthy man, and he would be in a financial position to have something new probably every year.
He also had connections with the area as well, because he was quite a talented jockey in his time, wasn't he?
He was indeed. Of course, he was a small, quite slightly built man, and his father, also from a music hall and entertainment background, was absolutely certain he didn't want young George to go onto the stage. So he enrolled him as a trainee jockey, and he came here to locally to the village of Norton, where he spent much of his early career as a trainee jockey until the death of his father. Once his father had died and he no longer had that pressure to stay in the racing game, he left, never to return, and of course his remaining career is the subject of much history.
So his father was the driving force behind the horses, then?
His father wanted him to, you know, was encouraging him to be a jockey, and I would say more actively was discouraging him from a career on the stage.
Well, we've said that the car has been sold, which is a great pity, and it's going to South Yorkshire. We'd like to have stayed in the north. Was there a lot of interest before the sale was made? Because, as you say, it's an iconic car.
Well, actually, the sale was made on what we would call an impulse. Somebody who came here to see if we'd got a pagoda top Mercedes, and we started to talk about classic cars as investments, and you know how in these uncertain times the value of paper money is returning to paper, and he just said, well, "What's that?" I said, "Well, actually, that's extremely rare. That's George Formby's car," and he knew of George Formby, was incredibly excited, and a blunt-spoken South Yorkshire man, he said, "Right, lad, I'll bid you." And he did, and we had a bit of a negotiation, and he's now going to a new home in South Yorkshire.
Impulse buy in this day and age, obviously you've got to have a bit of cash. Now, if I were to dig in my pocket now, and this was still for sale, how much would I have to give you in order for me to put the key in that ignition and reverse it out of this garage?
If it had been any other than George Formby's, you'd have probably been having to find the thick end of 40,000. This car's worth one and a half times that amount, simply because of who it is. Absolutely, yeah. There isn't going to be another one.
Well, I'm so pleased, Nick, that you've allowed me to sit in here and have this chat with you in this car that I can picture George now.
He turned out nice again.
I can picture him in my mind. I can see him in the films. I can see him with his ukulele. And to be in here with somebody that you've known and loved over the years, it's absolutely fantastic. One other question. How about little sports top cars, open tops with a nice young lady? Do you think you could sell one of those?
Well, we've got plenty of attractive soft tops in the showroom, but I can think of one or two guys around here who might be very interested in the young lady.
Sold. Done. You've cracked a deal, and we've negotiated. We just have to haggle about the price now. And I think it's a half a lager and a bag of crisps.
I tell you, I what? Come a lot more expensive
yeah,
than
no,
that,
you do.
My love. Thank you very much, you cheeky so-and-so. Do you, how does it feel, though, to have been sitting in that car, Dougie? Because it is quite unique, isn't it?
It is, and I must admit, people think I'm an old silly. I've got old George Formby's films on DVD, and I do watch them from time to time, yeah.
Right?
And I know about the guy who follows career because I like Music Hall as well.
Yes.
And as soon as I saw this, I thought, this has to be done because, as Nick just said, it's a one-off. It belonged to one of the biggest Music Hall and screen legends in the UK of his time. And to be privileged to sit in the back of this beautiful car with its walnut and its leather and its sunroof. Beautiful, stunning.
Sounds lovely. Has it got any Aston Martins there?
Have you got any Aston Martins in?
Sorry, just sold my last one.
Oh, what a shame. Well, there you go. Can't
well,
do anything
one
about that.
Actually, there is one from your era. There's a lovely Model T Ford next door.
Oh, we sacked. Get rid of him. That's Dougie out in West Knapton near Malton. Thanks very much indeed. I joke about the AM, you know. I would never, ever have any money to be able to afford to buy one. But I like having my dreams. I wonder what your dream car would be.